Hi, and welcome to St. Mark's. Thanks for joining us online, for all of those out there. It's a pleasure to worship with you here. Even though we're not able to gather together in God's house, at least we can do so through this medium. Today we're going to celebrate on the seventh Sunday of Pentecost something that is very dear to us, and that is our Sabbath rest, the rest that God has given us. And today we're really going to focus on the fact that His work is what brought about our rest, and now we are free simply to serve Him. So we'll celebrate that today in the worship. You'll see that throughout, and we begin our worship today with hymn 221, Blessed Jesus at Your Word. May God bless your worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
Also with you.
We sing. God invites us to come into His presence and worship Him with humble and penitent hearts. Therefore, let us acknowledge our sinfulness and ask Him to forgive us.
Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful and that I have disobeyed You in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve Your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us, and He's given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ, and by His authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Pray.
For all that we need in life, and for the wisdom to use all your gifts with gratitude and joy, hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the steadfast assurance that nothing can separate us from your love, and for the courage to stand firm against the assaults of Satan and every evil, hear our prayer, O Christ.
Christ, have mercy.
For the well-being of your holy church in all the world, and for those who offer here their worship and praise, hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Merciful God, maker and preserver of life, uphold us by your power and keep us in your tender care.
Amen.
We now go to the Word of God, which is where we find our rest. And our first lesson comes from Joshua chapter 23. Here we see that the Israelites had all these long battles as they took the land of Canaan, but now God has given them rest. Now notice two things. One, who it is that brought them this rest, and two, their response to it that Joshua implores. After a long time had passed and the Lord had given Israel rest from all their enemies around them, Joshua, by then a very old man, summoned all Israel, their elders, leaders, judges, and officials, and said to them, "I am very old. You yourselves have seen everything the Lord your God has done to all these nations for your sake. It was the Lord your God who fought for you. Remember how I have allotted as an inheritance for your tribes all the land of the nations that remain, the nations I conquered between the Jordan and the Mediterranean Sea in the west. The Lord your God himself will push them out for your sake. He will drive them out before you, and you will take possession of their land, as the Lord your God promised you. Be very strong. Be careful to obey all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, without turning aside from the right or to the left. Do not associate with these nations that remain among you. Do not invoke the names of their gods or swear by them. You must not serve them or bow down to them. But you are to hold fast to the Lord your God, as you have until now. The Lord has driven out before you great and powerful nations. To this day, no one has been able to withstand you. One of you routs 1,000, because the Lord your God fights for you, just as he promised. So be very careful to love the Lord your God." The word of the Lord. The next lesson in Hebrews chapter 4 actually reminds us that things didn't go so well after that. The Israelites disobeyed God and fell away from him, and so the writer to the Hebrews gives us a warning about that, and also implores us to continue to look forward to the rest that awaits us. "Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. For we also have had the good news proclaimed to us, just as they did, but the message they heard was of no value to them, because they did not share the faith of those who obeyed. Now we who have believed enter that rest, just as God had said, 'So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest.' And yet his works have been finished since the creation of the world. For somewhere he has spoken about the seventh day in these words, 'On the seventh day God rested from all his works.' And again in the passage above he says, 'They shall never enter my rest.' Therefore, since it still remains for some to enter that rest, and since those who formerly had the good news proclaimed to them did not go in because of their disobedience, God again set a certain day, calling it today. This he did when a long time later he spoke through David, as in the passage already quoted, 'Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.' For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken later about another day. There remains, then, a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from his. Let us, therefore, make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience. The word of the Lord. The verse of the day, then, guides us and directs us into what gives us that rest and then what comes from that. Alleluia. Happy are they who hear the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bring forth fruit with patience. Alleluia. The gospel for today comes from Matthew chapter 11. Here, the great rest bringer extends a great invitation. This will also serve as our sermon text for today, from Matthew 11. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord. We now go to him with our hymn of the day, Rock of Ages Cleft for Me, where we get our rest. God's grace and peace is yours, thanks to Jesus Christ, our Lord, the Son of God. Amen. The sermon text for today comes from the gospel lesson in Matthew chapter 11. Let us begin with prayer. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your rest. Amen. There's just nothing like a good night's rest. Am I right? Even just the thought of having a little R&R, a little rest and relaxation, just brings comfort. It's too bad that that's getting harder to come by, though, huh? Especially these days. One of the most Googled words since the beginning of the pandemic, insomnia. One study that was done at the beginning of June found that 53% of people indicated they get less sleep than they did before the pandemic. 67% believe their sleep was healthier before the beginning of lockdown, so not just less sleep, but worse sleep. 98% have developed new sleep problems post-lockdown. They must have kids. 68% feel stress or find it hard to sleep even after lockdown measures were initially being lifted, so the issues stuck with them even after the lockdown was lifted for a little bit. Imagine what it's like now that things are getting locked down again. Stress, anxiety, uncertainty about jobs, family, futures, disruption of schedules for work, at home, school, all of it is taking away our physical and emotional rest. This stinks, and we know it. But how blessed are we that we know our spiritual and eternal rest are secure? We know that because we know the Father. But it's really good for us, especially in times like these, to get a reminder of that. And so Jesus provides just that for us today. Jesus today is going to give us a refresher in the Father's good pleasure. He's going to remind us of a number of things about the Father's good pleasure that bring us comfort. He's going to remind us of who it's revealed to, who reveals it, and what then is revealed. And all of it will help bring rest to our souls. Now here in Matthew chapter 11, Jesus had just sent out his disciples to preach about who he was, what he was doing, and why. Some believed the good news, but most rejected it. They thought it was nonsense. They think they didn't need it. They thought to themselves, you know what, I'm going to stick with the Pharisees and the teachers of the law and what they're telling me and all the rules and regulations that they were foisting on them. But even in the midst of all that rejection, Jesus stops and praises his Father for that. He says, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. Lord of heaven and earth, the one who can do what he wants, when he wants, at his own good pleasure, has decided and chosen to reveal who he is and his plan even to little children. And the same side of that coin, then, it gets hidden from the wise and learned. But it's not like he's saying, no, I don't want them to know it. I'm going to hide it from them so they don't know it. What Jesus is saying here is that the wise and learned don't prize what is being told to them. They don't prize what the Father reveals to them. They kind of scoff and are offended at the fact that they would have to humble themselves and come before God, a holy God, to admit what they did was wrong. They have a hard time acknowledging that a God of the whole universe has their fate in his hands, and that they have to come to him empty-handed with nothing at all for mercy and salvation. Salvation is complete and it's free. That doesn't make sense to them. And so they reject it. And in a way, it's hidden to them then. Now, before you get all, oh, I can't believe the wise and learned, I agree, wow, all the people out there, just remember that you and I do this too. We can semi-hide it from ourselves sometimes. We can semi-hide it from ourselves when we start to think, wow, yeah, I'm a Christian. I'm one of God's wise ones. I know this and that. I know his plan. I know the Father. And then meanwhile, the Father's over there saying, yeah, you know, I made this so that it could be revealed and understood even by little children. So I won't let this be a source of arrogant pride for you. We can also semi-hide this from ourselves when we're witnessing to people too. We can think to ourselves, well, they're never going to understand it. They're just going to reject it anyway. I won't even be able to explain it to them. Meanwhile, the Father's over there saying, I made this so that it could be revealed even to little children. So I'm pretty sure you could explain this to them. They're Christian. You sin. Jesus took sin. You forgiven. This promise, even through baptism. You and I can also hide this from ourselves too when we try to outsmart God. We think we know more than what he has decreed in his good pleasure. We can think to ourselves, you know, this sin that I have and the guilt and this burden, this anxiety, this worry, I deserve it. So we put it on ourselves. Or we think to ourselves, God couldn't possibly care to love me, little lowly old me. So it's good for us to get a refresher. It's good for us to hear from Jesus once again that has nothing to do with us. You don't have to have the best of the best human qualities in order to know the Father. You don't have to pass an IQ test to be saved. The Father was pleased to make it that way. He wanted to make it universal, even so that a little child could know it. It's simple. It's easy. Salvation is free and for you. Easy as that. So take comfort and take rest in the fact that the Father in his good pleasure has revealed this even to little old us. But it's not just who this is revealed to that gives us comfort. It's also who reveals it. And there's only one. And it's good for us to get a refresher in that too. Jesus says, "All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." You want to know the Father and his good pleasure and what he's done? You got to know the Son. All things, that is all authority, all the task of being the one who fulfills all of this has been given to the Son. You want to know all of that? You got to go to him. And this is a good reminder for us because there's a lot of things out there that try to tell us otherwise that steal our rest. Does this mean then that we go to other religions, other holy books, other people's opinions and theories? No. We go to the Son of God himself. Does this mean that we listen to what the world says that the Father does, or what pleases the Father, who the Father is? No. We go to the Word of God incarnate and the Word that he has inspired. Does this mean that we go to ourselves and this is what I desire, this is what I wish the Father to be like? No, especially with how corrupt we are in here, we don't do that either. No, we go to Jesus, Jesus, only Jesus. He's the only one with a full and intimate knowledge of the Father, so of course, we go to him and only him. And notice what he says. He's the only one that can reveal him. No one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Now, if it can be understood by even little children, and Jesus is the only one who can reveal it, then the question remains, who does he reveal it to? Who has Jesus chosen? And what then does he reveal? Well, Jesus answers all of that with what he says next. "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. The Son of God is the only one that can reveal the Father, and he has chosen to extend this invitation to all who are weary and burdened. Another universal statement from our Savior. But what does weary and burdened mean? Well, back in that day, the rabbis used to talk about how each Israelite was to take upon themselves the yoke of the law. They were to take this yoke and carry that so-called burden of following all these laws upon themselves. And if they did that, they were a true person of God, and they could indeed follow every single thing. But the thing about that is, you and I know, and our conscience testifies, we can't do that. We fail. We know that the law says, be holy, as I, the Lord your God, am holy. And Jesus himself says, do this and you will live. But we've been given a task that's impossible for us to complete. If we want to feel like we can be worthy of going to the Father, well, we'll fall short. We can't even carry that burden an inch. We know that that burden instead will drag us down to hell. Talk about stress, anxiety, and worry about your future. So listen again to Jesus' invitation. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Jesus came and took that burden for us. He took the yoke that was upon each of us and put it on himself. And you think it was too heavy for him? No, he was the Son of God himself. All things have been committed to him. Of course he could do it. He carried that burden all the way to the cross. Now, instead of that work and that toil for worthiness before the Father, the work is done. Instead of that work and toil, now you're given full peace with God, the knowledge of the Father and of his goodness, a relationship with a Father who you know will take you in his loving arms and work all things out for you. And here's the kicker. You and I, in the midst of our anxiety and stress and worry, can actually lose some of this spiritual rest in a way. We can let it get stolen from ourselves because we might doubt and worry about it. We might think to ourselves, am I really forgiven? Do I really have rest? Do I really know the Father? So here's the kicker then. Remember what brought all of this about. If ever you doubt or you worry, you remember that this wasn't because of you. All of this was simply because of the Father's good pleasure. He was pleased to work all of this out for you. Even while we were rebels and enemies to him, he was pleased to do this. He was pleased to send his Son, his only Son. You think that was easy? And yet he sent him so that he could bear our burden. And the Son himself was pleased to take that burden and to follow his Father's will for us. All of this means that the Father smiles when he forgives you. And the Son smiles each time he reveals this to you. That's why he says, come to me, and I will give you rest. And when you hear about the Father and what he's done and his good pleasure, it lifts all of that anxiety and stress and worry about your spiritual and eternal well-being away. It's like spiritual R&R. It's refreshing. It's a refresher in the Father's good pleasure. So now, refreshed, what are we to do? Well, Jesus talks about that too. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Yeah, the burden is light and easy because he took it from us. But now, just because he's taken the burden of salvation doesn't mean that we just kick back on the spiritual couch, put our feet up, and coast into that eternal Sabbath rest with nary a thought. No, we don't do that. There is a yoke that we take, and it's Jesus's. We take the yoke that he says is learning from him. It's good for us to do this. You learn more about the Father and what he's done and his plan. You learn about how the Son has fulfilled all of it. The more it brings rest to you. Takes away that anxiety. The more you learn about the Father and his will and his good pleasure, the more that you can walk that. And of course, it keeps all the stress and anxiety of sin away. You know, it's just like what it is with the pandemic. Now, the study I quoted earlier actually found that the number one way to help get longer sleep, better sleep, to help you control stress and anxiety, do you know what it was? The one way? Number one way was exercise. God be praised, he's given us this yoke to learn from him so that we can exercise our faith more and more. And as we do that, this isn't a burden to us. Now we realize that it's a delight. It really does bring rest to our souls. So insomnia, anxiety, stress, worry, uncertainty, all of it is taking away our physical and emotional rest these days. But hey, our spiritual and eternal rest are indeed secure. We know that. Because we know the Father. Because we know that the Son has revealed him and has revealed that our biggest stressor was nailed to the cross. And he has revealed this to us, even little us. So may you continue to go to Jesus, and may he continue to give rest for your souls as he refreshes you in the Father's good pleasure. Amen. May the peace of God that Jesus won for us on the cross guard your hearts and minds, especially in these times. Amen. We now confess our faith in what Christ has done for us according to the words of the Nicene Creed.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
While we're not able to gather an offering here, we thank you for your continued support online. You can find that under the Resources tab in Giving. Otherwise, thank you for mailing in your offerings as well into the church office. We continue now with the prayer of the church. We pray. Lord of life, we seek your grace on behalf of Bill Halfhill, Donna Williamson's cousin Stephen, and all of those faced with injury, illness, or recovery from surgery. If it is your will, fully heal them and take away their suffering. If it is not your will, strengthen their faith and the faith of those around them so that they may see your loving hand even in the midst of their difficulties. Giver of all good things, we thank you for blessing all married people, especially those celebrating anniversaries. Give them a strong faith in you and a rich love for each other. Maker and preserver, we thank you for blessing all of those who are celebrating birthdays as well. As they remember their birth into this world, remind them also of the new life they received in baptism and through your holy word. Compassionate Lord of all, we thank you for the resurrection of Jesus. Bless the families who are remembering loved ones who have passed. Especially be with the family of Eric Gunter, who passed away this past Friday. Place the treasures of your promises before them that they may find true comfort and reassurance in your love. Eternal Shepherd, please watch over Paul and Marty Peterson as they move to Ohio. Guide them safely to their new home and continue to bless their work in your name as you did during their time here at St. Mark's. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, thank you for revealing to us your saving will and the fulfillment of your good promises in Jesus. Continue to bless us with spiritual rest and help us share the message of rest in Christ with those around us, especially during this difficult time. We ask all of these things in Jesus' name, who also taught us to pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We now sing a song that reminds us of our eternal Sabbath rest to come, Jerusalem the Golden. We pray. Mercifully grant, O God, that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts. For without your help, we are unable to please you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, go in peace,
live in harmony with one another, and serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Our closing song now, and as we look forward to that last day, reminds us that day by day we have rest in Christ.
Good morning once again. Thanks for joining us online, everyone. Pray that everything was very restful for you as you worshiped today. Just a few announcements for you. Bible study, there will be a recording that will be made available and will stream here in a little bit at 9:15 a.m. That's also available afterward on our Vimeo website. You can find those links on our site. The Sunday school lesson plan will be made available online, so no on-site Sunday school at this point. We'll provide a lesson plan online for parents that they can download and use at home with their children. It has different options. It kind of gives you, kind of goes through a whole kind of outline, and then it gives you options of what you can do to kind of drive the point home, the truth. So check that out on our website. You can find that on our Staying Connected page there on the site. Teen study will continue via Zoom this morning at 10:45 a.m. If you need that information, please contact us, email me. You can find my email on the website. Virtual VBS will begin tomorrow morning, so Staycation Bible School. It will be made, all the kind of the materials that we have and different ideas for crafts and lessons, different videos and music videos, all of that will be made available each day. So each day, the link will become live and you can click go to the VBS page, stmarkslutheran.com/VBS. Click it, and it'll have all this available to you kind of all in order. And so each morning that will go live there for you this whole week. So days 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, Monday through Friday. School plans for what's going on with the recent announcements in the news and everything. We're going to discuss that this coming Wednesday. So please keep us in your prayers that we can have some good wisdom to honor our Lord and Savior and honor His Word and what He tells us to do in His Word. So continue to pray for us. We'll have that meeting this Wednesday. Also, prayers, please. Please extend prayers for everyone, really, during this time as we have another lockdown. It's going to be difficult for many people, jobs, and like we talked about, stress and anxiety. So continue to pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ and for all of those who don't know Christ and they don't have the eternal rest that He gives. Pray that we get an opportunity to tell them about it. Other announcements you can find in the weekly news that's available online. May God bless your week as you continue to be refreshed and what the Father has done for you. Have a good week.